I called a Bentley with a smile.
Come on.
Who king of the West now? Niggas that go kill shit, shut the fuck up.
Come on, man.
Just kill rappers. Come on, man. This is sexual harassment.
Ugh.
Oh, shit. Sure did. Right? Can't fuck with them mixtapes, boy. Gotta get my mind right. The onslaught is incoming. That's rough. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not. I don't know what the politics of the situation are, bro, but I'm not trying to take nothing from nobody. I'll get my own. Thank you. You can keep all that. I ain't trying to take that from you. I get my own, man. Can you imagine marrying somebody for their money? Just to divorce them and be like, yes, now I got half their shit. I don't have to do nothing. And kick my feet up, bro, and just fucking relax, man. This is it, kid. That's the life. What? What? No. Say it ain't so. Not like this. Cover him up. I don't want his mother to see him like this. That's embarrassing. Well, what? Ew. Uh-oh. Banned from Watts, can't even walk through his projects. Ugh. And a nigga know where I hang. What? Game rap for fun. The game got a rapid tongue, so that bastard's done. Ugh. But I don't want a bastard son. Ah! Come on! Stop! I gotta let it go for a minute. But I ain't for real. Smoking your lungs, I spit sharp like a razor blade under my tongue. Nigga, I'm number one, motherfucker. Or none. Who else kick knowledge outside? That ain't gonna age well. A million. Go find something to do. Come on, man. They don't make them like that no more. Please, where's it at? I'm waiting. Still ain't seen it. Don't think it's coming. That's like some classic 90s shit right there, bro. You don't understand. I think you would have heard that shit on a P-Cutter mixtape, dude. Back, please. No thanks, man. Whatever you're rapping about, I'm not. I don't want to be involved in it. Looking like little Dicky. The fuck out of here, man. That guy is wild, but I appreciate that, man. for his contribution to society is very important. You gotta get your head right, man. You know? These fucking kids aren't playing games. They're going to war. So you gotta fucking... You gotta be ready. You don't just stumble into the trenches, guy. Come on. I'm scrapping. Come on, man. You won't find this on iTunes. I ain't lying. They said, that's too much. We can't have that. That's too violent. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know why. I think it's probably contractual agreements between record labels and the streaming services and all that shit. But that just sucks, bro. You know. But we're making a note of it right now. The bitch, you gotta pay with your life and not scratch. What you want? Oh my god, that's serious. Again. They don't make it like this no more. You know why I think that is, man? Like on some real shit? Nobody fucks with instruments, man. It's because everybody said the kids in the band were nerds, bro. Right? And they went off and did other shit. And now they're playing around with computers, bro. But you can't get that sound. Like, come on, bro. You gotta know something. You gotta root somewhere. That AI shit can only get so close. I'm not saying this shit wasn't done on a computer. What I'm trying to say is that somebody involved in this process somewhere knows some shit about the way things are supposed to sound. They do though. Yo, talking about goons. Oh man, Last night was a rough loss for the New Jersey Devils against the New York fucking Rangers. Fuck you, Matt Rempe, whatever his fucking name is. Fuck that motherfucker. Oh, his mama. Fuck that guy, bro. You play dirty and you're a punk, in my opinion, man. That's what I think about that guy. He's a fucking punk. So it's appropriate to just elbow a motherfucker in the face, man, right? Like, what? You can't fucking, are you out of your mind, guy? This is not the UFC, son. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Princess over here thought he was gonna throw some ice skates on. And, you know, like, this is not UFC on ice, man. I don't know who's got to talk to Dana White about this, but this is no good. Fuck that guy. Anyway, they lost 4-3 last night. But it wasn't, I don't feel like it was from a lack of effort. The problem is that, see, because of the last time that this team, but like the Devils have not done well in the last few games against the Rangers, right? Now, be fair, we did knock their asses out of the playoffs before we got bounced by the Hurricanes, but the point being, this season we haven't done well against them, right? And in the last game before this one, they played like, dude, it's no good. When they come and play us, or we go and play them, New Jersey, New York, it's a fucking ugly situation, bro. Because they're like, fuck you, you want to be us, or whatever they're talking about. And, you know, our attitude over here is kind of like, you know, if it's fuck me, fuck you, you know. Didn't have to be this way, but this is what you wanted it to be. Just remember that you asked for this, right? So, they're playing. I don't know if dude went in for a check. I think Siegenthaler, I think it was. I'm terrible with the names, bro. But I think Siegenthaler went in on a check on Rempe, and motherfucker just, like, when he moved up out the way, he just cracked him with the elbow straight in his face, bro. And that's wildly, flagrantly foul, dude. Because even the league said, bro, you got to sit 4 games out for that shit, son. Are you crazy? Especially coming off of the heels of the fact that somebody just died. Legit. Dude got his throat cut. Building full of fucking people, bro. And it, like, come on, man. You can't, don't fuck around. Dude, what's wrong with these people? I go, oh, bro. I feel terrible for that guy and his family and, you know, the teammates too. And, you know, because, like, bro, these guys are fighting daily, right? If I'm fighting for you, I love you, man. You know what I mean? Even if it's just, like, it becomes more than some team shit at one point. I feel like it does. But that's why we love sports so much, right? Because you can build that bond that you don't really get unless you're at fucking war. Which is not a great thing, but we're a violent species, really. Break it down. I mean, look at it, bro. Our outlets for fun are extremely violent. Football, hockey. I mean, baseball is not arguably violent, but don't sit here and tell me that there's never been fights in a Major League Baseball game. You know that's true. Come on, man. You could type it up in the YouTube right now, motherfuckers rushing the mounds and shit, bro. Stop that. What, that lacrosse shit? Come on. What's not violent? Tennis. Right? But it's the attitude is still there, though. It's aggression, right? You hear them barking on the court, whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah, it is a court. It is a court. Yeah. Because even, like, basketball is not meant to be violent, but you know, like, I don't know, man. It just started out kind of wild. I mean, that's why you can't compare LeBron and Jordan. Because it's two different games, man. That's like comparing Dan Marino to fucking Tom Brady. And you deserve disrespecting the game. Any nigga with the nerve to say another man's name when that other man ain't even present, then deny it when somebody ask him about it, that nigga's lame. What? Come on, bro. That's, you don't have to like T.I., but that's serious. That shit gets me fucking hyped, bro. I'm like, yes, this guy gets it, dude. That's how I feel on the inside. I'm just saying, right or wrong, dude. I don't care what you think. That's how the fuck I feel. Like Reef said, you know, buy him a fucking heart. You got beef, then don't deny it then. I'm gonna smile in my face, motherfucker, and pretend to be my friend. That shit, ooh, if you could fucking, ugh. But you can't, right? But that's the lesson, though. That's the lesson, though. You can't. Some people wanna get whacked, bro. Because they're, you know, wild. I don't know. Short-circuited, Johnny Five, whatever's wrong with them, I'm not sure. But You can't do all that. You just gotta get away from it. You gotta get away from it. That's what you gotta do. Y'all don't make me happy. Come on, bro. Who the fuck is that? He's a maniac. Bro, that's what they say about me. So do a motherfucker what you heard about. I think it's so true. Motherfucker, see him ugly and protect. I love the way he does shit, dude. You say what you want about Cube, man, but nobody, come on. Wait, hold on a minute. There's a fucking, we missed one, bro. Hold on. You gotta bring it back for Jada, bro. I don't think they hear me. A nigga on the beach getting charged with conspiracy. Wear whatever you want. Bullets going right through you. Come on. Gonna figure me out, dog. I'm light, but I'm heavy. And yeah, anybody can rock, but D-Block rock steady. Cause y'all all informing, so I get hired in New York insurance. Oh, he's not wrong. Rap bastard. Stop. Jesus, man. How do you do it, dude? That ain't right, bro. I hate the end of this shit, dude. I don't need a fucking collect call. I get it. You know people in jail, right? Like, you made your statement, sir. Let's move on now. I don't like that place. Not really into thinking about being there. And now I ain't going back. So, anyway. Back to the game, right? This dude, I think, goes in for a check. A guy elbows him in the face, right? Now, my man is out for, like, minimum. I think it was minimum, like, 4 games, bro. He had to go through concussion protocol. Like, he got rocked ugly. Ugly, right? And then dude gets suspended for 4 games. Right then, he comes back. Now they're playing each other. Both these dudes are coming back for the first time, bro. Right? I wish I would have been able to see it. But it ain't nothing like listening to the game, bro. To the fucking home guys calling it like it should be, bro. I put anybody, dude, up against my man, Matt and Chico, bro. Anybody. They're up, in my opinion, those dudes are up there with fucking John Madden, bro. And, like, the classic guys that do it. Like, say what you want about Al Michaels, bro. But he's a classic voice in fucking sports, bro. But anyway, bro, they go out, right? And everybody's lined up. I'm not good with names, but there's a few key players that are up on the ice, including these two cats, right? They don't even, the game is about to start, yeah? The puck doesn't even hit the ice, guy. It doesn't even hit the ice. And everybody on the front line, bro, throws the gloves off and it's game time. Right now, you're paying for that shit you did. Right now. And everybody else next to this guy is like, I'm fighting you because you're standing with this motherfucker over here. And I don't like that guy. You know? That's heavy. So, 8 players got, you know, basically ejected out of the game last night. 4 on their side, 4 on our side. And see you next year, I guess. I don't know. You know what? The Devils might not make the playoffs this year. But, and they don't show up every night. They really don't, and they haven't. But when they do show up, bro, they fucking show up, dude. Like, I feel like last night, all these new cats that are in the game that don't really have the respect of the older guys that have been in, I think they earned that shit last night, bro. Because I think the Devils got a bad reputation because they're mostly shooters, right? Like, come on. Fucking getting Meyer from San Jose and Hughes and all that. Like, they look at them like they're pretty boys, man. But I feel they put their fucking blood in this year, man. You can't say that. Half the team was out on injuries all year. Everybody wants to complain and fire the coach. Like, have you not looked? Do you not see what's happening here? You're going down to the farm, as they say, grabbing cats from the minors to test them out. And good that they get their shot. But your quote-unquote all-star lineup, if you will, right, hasn't really been to your core. This team, what you tried to put together, hasn't been together for the majority of the season. But there's expectations to be held. I get all that. I ain't trying to hear that the team is losing because guys that are backups can't fucking play. This is what you're here for, gentlemen. The fuck you mean? I'm saying, though. They might have lost last night. But honestly, it was a fucking hell of a game, dude. Like, there's a lot of bad blood between these organizations. And that's just what it is, man. But that's how they want it. That's how they want it. I guess if I had to guess, I would think that the Rangers are hot because they were here first, right? And they feel like we should be the representation for the tri-state, like, as a whole, I suppose, right? Because I don't think they're very fond of Philly either. So I'm assuming they kind of feel like, you know, we should be the ones that rep this shit. Hold on. Hello. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. Yeah. That's my fucking guy. It sucks that he's gone, man. It really does. But, you know, it's what happens. What are you going to do? Nobody lives forever. I guess they feel like, you know, it should only be us, right? So when the Devils came over here, they're like, oh, you think that you can fucking do our deal? Is that what you're trying to say? I guess that's how they feel. And yeah, motherfucker, obviously, they can. Hello? 2003? And beyond whatever the other fucking years are for the Stanley Cup, whatever it is, there's three of them, right? I'm sorry, bro. I don't need to retain that information in my fucking head, bro. I know it's there. I can point at the Raptors like anybody else. I know what the sign says. Oh, I ain't putting my mouth on that cup, though. You're fucking out of your mind. I don't do no such thing. Why don't you just cough in my throat right now, bro? It's the same thing, dude. You know what I mean? I don't need to eat 800 assholes. I'm all right with that. Fuck that. Man. But yeah, dude, so they lost, but you know what, though, man? They really did fucking try, dude. And the cat that was in the goal, the goalie, is a newer dude, I think. And honestly, like, when he got beat last night, the few points outside of, I think, one, the other 3 points that they got were like, you just got that, man, right? Like, this dude's gotta fucking learn, right? And he got, like, just, like, a fucking, just slightly, dude, like, my guy got a piece of it, man. But right, like, his instincts were right, and he was there, he just wasn't in the correct position or whatever it was to get it. And you can't, look, I don't like people that fucking root for the sport, right? And then as soon as they're losing, like, they're like, fuck, fire, trade everybody. Like, bro, these guys gotta learn how to play the fucking game, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's gotta happen. Everybody's gotta start somewhere. Give these motherfuckers a chance to understand what is happening, right? Show them the standard and then hold them to it. Cause I am. You can't blame me. My mind racing, I've been paranoid. Overthinking, maybe that's a boy. Don't cut me up like I don't have a voice. I think I was born different, I ain't really have a choice, yeah. Story of my life. Not the brains that can tell you what I'm thinking, I just don't know how to say it. I mean, what I say? Come on, man. That's just me, you don't bleed the blood I bleed. I wear my heart on my sleeve, nigga, and I've been this way since day one. I need all the medication. Give me all the drugs. Not really, I'm joking. I don't want them. I got the one I like right here, thank you. My weed is green, Ossifer. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that, ICP. The fucking guys are killing me, man. Killing me. I just would like to thank you because I can't even present a fucking argument for you, dude. You know? You let being broke go to your head, man, shoving diamonds in your mouth and shit. Do you really think that that's what life is about, dude? I mean, I get, like, I never had it, now I got it. But, like, don't you think you're ODing a little bit, man? Like, seriously, like, from a materialistic standpoint, I'm saying, if you want to analyze the fucking records and what they're really about, man, that's what my beef is, yeah? Because you're not, there's a difference between I never had and now I got, so I'm gonna splurge a little bit and get whatever, but, like, come on, man. Really? That's what you're doing with your money, man? If you really wanted to live by the shit that you say, why wouldn't you fucking throw some money into some shit that will benefit the people that have fucking, you know, that you supposedly fuck with, right? That made your lifestyle possible. But no, you wouldn't do that, would you? You would do what everybody else does and just become self-absorbed. And that's lame, dude. Because now it's like you're making your message like, it doesn't mean anything because you're just another bullshit messenger, bro. How are you supposed to buy what you say when you don't live by what you say? So have heat with me. Call me a hater if you want to. But if you're going to look at this guy's actions, the two of them, and then look at the shit that they supposedly stand by and what they actually believe, if you put all the bullshit aside, if you have the capability to do such a thing, and you can't see that what I'm saying makes sense, I can't help you, man. I don't think we're reading the same pages here on this book, you know? But then again, I'm classified, right? So what do I know about anything? I could be wrong. It's happened before. Dare I say, it could happen again. It's just ugly, man, and I don't like it. It's ugly, and I don't like it, but I'm not, whatever. Do you, man. I stopped buying records from you a long time ago, kid. And it's not even because it's like, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? This guy's fucked up, and I'm fucked up. So, you know, since he's helping me out, I'll help him out, right? But you're not there no more. You don't need my help. So, you know, just like artists move on and the music changes and all that, you know, I do too. Fuck that. I'm not supporting all that, man. I don't like that mind state. I'm trying to be more conscious of the shit that I listen to and what I choose to support, man, and put my time into. Just hope that far I sleep by. Oh shit. I gotta move that up. Gotta move stuff around in here. Any kind of contraband's gotta go. I feel like a corrections officer in the prison, man. And I gotta do the sweep of the room and take out every object that could be a potential issue, right? Everything becomes a contraband, right? Like the lidocaine patches gotta go away. All the pills gotta go. Narcotic or not, doesn't matter. You can't have nothing in here, sir, right? Put your keys and wallet in the bin, please empty your pockets. Do all of that. Now, the key to this operation is to not forget where I'm putting everything, right? But the good news is, because everything has to be elevated so it can't be reached, there's only so many places that I'm not scared to climb up to put things away, right? I'm not climbing on a fucking ladder. That's not happening, dude. She's gonna kill you, bro. Here, get up real quick. She's gonna fucking... If she comes back here and sees you laying up on this, she's gonna murder you, guy. Lady. You can lay down. I'm just saying. You gotta get up off the apron. Whatever the fuck it's called. I'm just shoving those in there. Because they're sealed. That's my inhaler. Don't need to get sprayed in the face with an inhaler, right? That'd be a hell of a way to go blind, wouldn't it? What you got there, man? Then you get zapped like he's macing you. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm passing up. I could have seen this dude. I could have went and seen this dude in Denver. And I love this cat, bro. But you know what? I'm not getting on a plane, guy. I'm not getting on a plane. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to embarrass myself, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I'm going to go to Colorado. Hear what I'm saying to you. I will get there. I am coming. I just am not going to do it by plane. I'd prefer a train or an automobile. You heard me, John Candy? I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, John Madden. I'm the John Madden of my group. Yeah? I said that to my brother and he didn't understand what I meant. It's because John Madden did not fly and refused to fly. So when he would call games, he would only work the games that he could get to by being on the ground. In other words, I'm taking the tour bus. If the tour bus can't get there, I ain't coming. I'm sorry, New Zealand. I'll see you around, Australia. I'm never coming, bro. It's never gonna happen, dude. Yo, when they build the tunnel that goes from here to England, I'll be stopping by, dog. Right? Tickle your warm eggs, bro, and spill some tea over there, Boston. I don't know what else to say, right? I don't think I would eat anything that they eat. Oh, man. I don't know. To hurt yourself. Yep. I can't even leave the house right now, bro. My fucking suspenders are busted. This is the life, bro. When you can't even wear a belt, dude. Because I'm so fucking uneven. I can't. The gravity takes over. The belt doesn't work, dude. Right? I gotta use suspenders like a fucking old man. Or some kind of a, like a, like a, like a grizzled detective I am, dude. All I'm missing is like a slightly warm styrofoam cup of coffee in a manila folder, man. You know? I already got the bags under my eyes and the distant look. I'm halfway there. Aaron Rodgers, I'm almost there. Give me some dead eyes, yeah. Ridiculous. I have it. I don't know where I put it, though. Oh, there it is. I got it. You want proof of life? See? I'm not bullshitting. I can't even leave the fucking house, bro, because I don't have a pair of pants to fit my fugly ass, dude. Ain't this some bullshit? Because they don't make my fucking size, man. You know? I see you're big and tall. Where's the fucking skinny fat section? Where's that at? How come there's no Lane Bryant for me, dog? For dudes. And, you know, I see you, big dog, but I'm not fat no more. You know what I'm saying? I used to be. You can't say that. You can't say that. These fucking guys ruin everything. And I gotta get this shit covered up, dude. I'm doing it. Because you make me look fucking stupid. Aside from the fact that the FBI classifies it as a gang tattoo. And you know what? I don't really need to have all that drama in my life, bro. Right? I'm basically just walking in with a giant fuck you to everybody. That's no good. You can't do that. So, I'll cover it up and put some other shit that people have a problem with. But it'll be an expression of fucking some authentic shit. You know, for my own brain. That's somebody else's, man. That's important. I've come up with the idea. I don't know if you're going to like this, but...
started to get my life back when I reached out for help.
Oh, yeah?
I made the call because my addiction became too much.
Sure it did. And you know what else became too much? Your fucking will to become an actress. I don't believe you. You don't got a... Please. Please. The eyes never lie, Chico. I know a fucking junker when I'm looking at one, dude. I'm thinking about going with a... Well, not thinking about. I'm gonna do it. This is the idea. This is what I want to do. So, corny or not, whatever, this is what I want to do. It's a rather large, ugly fucking thing I got right here. And it takes up a lot of real estate on my arm. So I figure, what's the best way that I could cover this thing up, right? Like, why not take a bunch of different things and use that to try to cover it instead of taking one thing? Right, I don't want to put fucking some kind of fruity flowers on my arm or some barbed wire or some fucking played out nonsense, dude. You know, I want to take a bunch of shit that I like, right? Because that's what the spirit of this was supposed to be, but I didn't even pick this out myself, tell the truth. This was on somebody else's arm, dog. I didn't pay for this. Listen, yo, I'll pay for it if you sit in the chair and get it. And I said, fuck it, let this be the start of the journey, right? And then everything else I got on me was a personal choice. But I'm saying, you gotta start somewhere, right? So let's go back in and fucking start remodeling, man. You know? It's gonna take a whole bunch of different shit that I like. Things that mean different shit to me. And use all that to cover it up. The question then becomes, well, what is it going to be? Right? Well, I figured, right? I came up with a gimmick. Oh, wait. And they're here. I got to put a pause on this shit, bro. I'll pick this up later on. Remind me to get into the fucking tattoo idea. Oh, man. This shit is getting old, boy. I'm tired of this pain. What? Oh, I gotta be honest. I'm not real, you know, excited to fucking admit this, but this fucking bottle of tequila is staring me down and it's winning, bro. Yeah. I'm not drinking. I'm not gonna bring it up. But I might. I might. I'm sorry, baby. I don't have any more CBD for you. I gotta buy more. Shit's in my head. And I say the things that I say so that way I know you can't ignore me. Oh, it's so serious. I don't really like this dude that much, but everybody's got one. I know, I haven't listened to the rest of his shit, so I wouldn't know. But this is in my head. I'm just gonna fucking bump this for a second. Spotify, you don't mind. Wild. Do this one favor. Talk about it. Jesus. .45 in the holster. Wait, that's the wrong song. Yes, sir. Wild. That's why. Bro, I don't get it, man. I'm not trying to be on some fucking, you know, like, I don't get it, man. Maybe it comes with age, you know. I don't know, man. Like, what the fuck were you thinking, man? Right? I don't get it. I mean, I get it and I don't get it at the same time. I think, you know, sometimes people get themselves stuck in situations they don't necessarily want to be in, and then you don't know how to get out. It's fucked up. See, this is where he loses me, bro. I like the first half of this song. The second half is like, meh. Bro, that's wild. I feel weird even liking people's shit sometimes, man. Like, if it's a girl that I know, I feel like I can't even like. If it's a post I actually genuinely enjoy, I feel like I can't like it sometimes because it's like, oh, people are gonna, you know, think you're, you know, fishing or whatever. But fuck that, man. This one girl I follow on the Facebook, man. She always be posted ridiculous shit all the time. But I fucking love it, dude. So, I mean, I'll share shit, whatever. But that's different, though. Funny stuff, I think, is different than, you know, anything else, you know? But then again, my pages are known for that type of content, right? So it really is not like a gender situation. It's more so like it's got to fall in line with, you know, a certain type of material. Because There's a lot of shit out there that I surprise myself sometimes. That I see some shit and I'm like, bro, that's extremely distasteful. I would never, like, some shit that is on Facebook, I'm like, that's wild that you feel that it's appropriate for you to share some shit like that. And this is me with my mouth we're talking about. You know? Like, I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. This fucking Elf on the Shelf on a motorcycle with a bunch of Barbies around him. Bro, you're how old? Get the fuck out of my face, you cornball motherfucker, you. Bro, if you're over 40 and you're sharing shit like that on Facebook, reevaluate your life, bro. And I only say 40 because I'm not even 40 yet, and I don't think that shit's acceptable. I would not. That shit's not funny. That's corny, man. You just a pig, bro. You know what I mean? There's a difference between being funny and saying some ugly, nasty pig shit and trying to play it off like it's a joke, bro. It's a different thing. But it's vibes, dude. You know, I keep hearing that word get thrown around a lot, but it's the truth, bro. You ever see a nasty motherfucker that you know is nasty, and they be sharing some creepy shit, trying to act like, you know, they're not on the creep tip, when you know that that's what this guy is all about? That shit bothers me, man. I mean, I could be a bit of a creep. Who can't? Right? But I'm saying, dude, there's a time and a place to be creepy. You know? Ugh. I'm fucking... Ugh, bro. I'm disgusted. Every day, I see a new dick. Every day, I see a new dick overcome with itself. And it can't contain its excitement. I'ma run it like every one of these posts. You notice me. Ew, bro. Well, you know what? Take a hydration break, kid. You know, Gatorade, something, dude. Give this guy a liquid IV or something, bro. Give him something. This dude needs help. Hook him up, bro. Give him a cooler. Do something. Do something. A fucking ice bag. Do something, bro. Fucking wild. I'm glad I've never been that guy. Been a lot of guys. Never that guy. You know? That shit's fucking wild. I don't even do that to the girls I like, bro. Like, you know? You never fucking, like, I try to spread my shit out, man. You know? I don't like, you know, coming off heavy like that, man. But it's different. Like, I guess it's situational, really. Right? Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I'm in a deal with the devil here, right? And I don't even feel like it's appropriate for me to be liking all her posts, dude. And I'm fucking with her. What is that? But I purposefully stay off the social media sometimes. Because I know she be posting up shit. And I'm like, I know what that is. You know? But I don't feel it necessary to be like, you know, just sometimes people comment shit and I'm like, bro, you gotta get checked, man. You know? And I'm talking about like hating motherfuckers, man. Not even the creep guys. I don't even check the creep guys, really. Unless you fucking trying to do something weird. You know, if you can't be, like, liking and commenting on the kids' pictures and shit, that's gonna get you into some business. But that's a different thing from writing up on a deal, like, you know, fucking whatever, you know? Like, I don't know, man. The chick's doing numbers, right? So why shouldn't she put out content? You know? I get it and I don't get it. I get it because, like, that's the thing that women do, but I don't get the appeal. Like, as a man, I'm saying I don't I don't see it. Like, don't get me wrong. She looks great. I get it. But like, I don't see it, though. Like, that's it? Right? Like, I don't get it, dude. You know? It's different, though. It depends, man. Because she got some fucking scandalous videos up there, bro.
Oh.
Terrible. Fucking terrible, them outfits she got, boy. Whew. I can't, dude. I can't, dude. I can't watch that shit. Get me all fucked up, bro. I can't have that. Plus, I think there's gotta be like a degree of separation, right? I know where the fuck I'm at. I know where I'm at. I'm secure in my place. I don't feel it necessary to be like, you know, put everybody on notice like, yo, motherfucker can't say nothing. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go on with all that. Go ahead and go on with all that. I just think it's fucking hilarious. Like, there really was a guy. I swear to God, I'm not making this shit up, bro. She put up a picture of her and my devil's shit because, you know, that's fucking what's up, right? I mean, I don't know. I think it's sexy when she be wearing my shit. I don't know what that's about. I don't know what that says about me as a human being or why do I like it. I don't know. But then again, like, you know, that's what women do, man. You know, I got hoodies I'll never see again because I know the girl that fucking took it from me, dude. Like, I don't know her, but I'm saying I remember who it was. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, I'm gonna borrow that and then you'll never see it again, right? And they just take it and they're out. But like, I don't understand, you know, I don't know, dude. I like it. I don't know why, but I do. Right? She puts up a picture. She's rocking my jersey. Dude gonna go out of his way to send her a private message. And I swear to God, bro. You know, the Jersey Devils suck. Get you a man that likes a real team. Like what, you might say? I swear I'm not making this up, bro. He had the balls, this guy, to say like the Philadelphia Flyers, this man said. Can you believe it? Can you fucking believe it? I couldn't believe it. I'm still in shock. What? The fucking... The who? The Philadelphia... If you don't, you and Gritty better take a fucking walk, crackhead eyes. You better get the fuck up out of here. And I'm not saying that our guy is any better walking around with that big-ass red head of his, but I'm saying, dude, at least our guy don't look like a crackhead on Sesame Street. That's all I'm trying to say. Sesame Street. Serious, though. This man talking about, well, who got more playoff wins, Philly or Jersey? You know what I say to that, pal? You can have all the playoff wins you want, sweetheart. When's the last time you actually won something? Because the Flyers have been in a hell of a lot of playoff games, but you know what they don't have a whole hell lot of? Stanley Cups. What was that? When's the last time Jersey was in? 2003? When's the last time Philly was in? I'll fucking wait. Shut your bitch ass up. The fuck out of here. That made me more mad. I swear to God, bro. That's how corny I am. That shit, you're trying to backdoor trash my fucking team. And why the fuck would I root for a team that is not my fucking city, bro? I live in Jersey, honey, not fucking Philadelphia. Pistolvania, I don't live there, Vinny Paz. That's not where I fucking live. And they fucking hate Jersey. But I feel... Fuck you too. That's how I feel then. If you know, whatever. Politics. It's not personal. It's politics. Whack, bro. Get you a real man. Motherfucker, please. If you was any, a fucking drop of, if there was a drip drop of real in your bloodstream, your fucking tough guy keyboard writing ass wouldn't even be saying nothing, bro. Shut it up, dude. You're just sore because your fucking team, you know, you play dirty. You play fucking dirty. I don't care what anybody says. They play, the Philly plays dirty, bro. And there's other teams too. It ain't just Philly. It ain't just fucking Philly. There's other people too, bro. The fucking, ugh. Well, fuck the Rangers on principle, man. Just on principle, man. I met one guy. One fucking guy. And I gotta give him credit where it's due. One guy. One Rangers fan in my whole fucking life of living I met that was actually a decent human being. Hello? One. One. Every group's gotta have one. I'm saying, dude. Everybody else sucks. Every other Rangers fan I ever met, I want to punch in the fucking face. And it's not even over hockey affiliations, bro. You're just a garbage human being, bro. You fucking slump. Yeah. Fuck out of here. I don't know, bro. That shit rubs me the wrong way, dude. You know? I'm not into it. I'm not into it, bro. I don't like it. Ugh. Fuck it. Ugh. Ugh. I can't, dude. How fucking the balls on you like a real team. Boy, bye. The fuck out my face, man. The fuck out of my face, man. Right? Okay. Okay. Sure, buddy. Sure, buddy. There are a couple of people out in internet land that like to talk shit about how I look, but I say let them talk. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. You enjoy all that. All you got on me is teeth, bro. That's it. That's it. That's all you got. That's all you have to say. That's all you had to say. Samuel L. Jackson is the fucking man, dude. Now, I'll hear no different from anybody. I fucking love that guy with all of my heart, bro. That is my fucking, one of my favorite actors of all time, Samuel L. Jackson. And I know why people hate him. They're like, you know, well, all that guy says is fuck. I don't understand what the attraction is. You don't understand, bro. It's passion, my friend. You don't see it. Nobody delivers the word fuck. I almost said a fuck, but phrasing, and let's not do that, right? Because some fucking idiot's gonna cut it up and make me sound like a jerk off. Which, by the way, I saw something the other day that Styles P posted, and he said, you know, when I say certain things, I don't necessarily feel the need to say no homo or pause or anything like that. Like, I'm a fucking grown-up, bro. I know what my intentions are. He said, he literally said, and I quote, if I say some shit that makes you think about dick, that's your problem. Killing me, dude. Killing me, dude. Fucking killing me, dude. It's hilarious. But he's right. He's right. Why you gotta say, I never fucking, whatever, bro. I don't care. Like, are you really that fucking afraid, bro? You think you're gonna bend over to grab something and some fucking, you know, gay poltergeist is gonna fuck you up, your little virgin butthole? Grow the fuck up, will you please? Will you please? I'm sure we'd be hard-pressed to find a gay dude that would want to fuck you to begin with, pal. You know? So let's calm that the fuck down, bro. Stop acting like you're this irresistible object that everybody's got to have, man. Like, calm the fuck down. Don't get me wrong, dude. Getting hit on by a man is extremely uncomfortable. But I'm not going to sit here and say that there's not, like, levels to this shit. Like, in other words, like, I've been hit on by dudes that I felt like, while I'm not into all that, I don't feel the need to get hostile on this man because he didn't, you know, he didn't wasn't creepy about it, right? Versus, like, you know, the dude in Florida at the bar that for whatever reason got a wild hair up his ass and he took a look at me and went, I gotta fuck his face tonight. I fucking, nope. Nope. And I made sure. I made sure I ran out and found the people I was with. Be like, this ain't a gay spot, is it? Like, not that I care, but I'm just curious. They're like, nope. What the fuck are you on about? Like, bro, this guy at the bar is like, let me buy you a drink. And I'm, dude, no. No, 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 no. No thanks, bud. No thanks, bud. I buy my own drink. I don't know if you heard about me, Beyonce, but I'm independent. Yeah? You ain't buying me shit. Fuck that. Guy gonna try to chase me around the bar, son. Chase me around the bar. I know what I'm doing. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I slip in a crowd of people and I get the fuck up out of there. But it's the point, dude. Like, that guy at the bar would have needed some hostility. Like, bro, I'm about to back the fuck off, bro, and take no for an answer, you fucking rapist, right? But not everybody needs to have that level of energy. Like, there's one dude, it's not like I have 1,000 times where the dude's hitting on me, but that's the sun and the moon of this shit is basically, like, you know, there is one dude, right? I'm out at the fucking mall doing whatever I was fucking doing, and I was ripping a butt outside, and guy comes up to me, and he's got this weird energy about him, right? You could fucking feel it, dude. Like, ain't nothing creepier than getting hit on by a man, and I really appreciate that, because it has definitely checked me in the way that I check myself now, like, are you being creepy, dude? Like, don't do that, right? Don't be uncomfortable, bro, you know? Like, it's good to, like, just, not that I am, but it's just, like, you know, don't forget, you know, don't be like that. But guy fucking was like, you know, I don't know basically what your deal is, but, like, you know, into you or whatever. And I was like, hey, man, listen, that's not my bag. And he fucking, you know, got, like, visibly, like, nervous. Like, he was gearing up for me to punch him in the face. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I've hit on straight guys before, and it usually gets me punched in my face. I was kind of expecting that. And I'm like, well, that's fucking not appropriate, right? Like, he wasn't rude. He didn't come, if he would have came up and grabbed me or something, then you would get punched in your face, right? But he didn't grab me. He wasn't, like, heavy breathing on me or nothing, dude. He wasn't creepy about it. He was just like, hey, you know, what are you doing? And I'm like, not you, but what's happening, man? You know? Like, look, man, I'm not anti anybody, dude. You know, just you do your thing, I do my thing. That's all. I mean, I was friends with the guy for a little while after, because, I mean, I felt bad, you know? Like, just because I'm not into dudes like that doesn't mean I want to punch you in the face. And I felt slighted as a straight man that you are, you're basically, like, you know, that's the way that straight people have made you feel. Like, that's the impression that we've given you as a whole, is that, like, I can't even mistakenly hit on it. Because how do you know? How do you know, really? I've met some guys, now this really sounds fucking, but whatever. Ken Griffey, who the fuck is making Ken Griffey Jr. references besides me in this day and age? I can't believe it. Who do you play for? The Mariners? I think. Oh my God, I haven't thought about that guy in a long time, but he was the man back in the day, Ken Griffey Jr. was, bro. And I think that was before Mark McGwire and the Juicing and all that. I think, or it might have been around the same time. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I've met gay dudes through other people, right? Like, I'm hanging out with this broad, and then she knows this dude who happens to show up with his man, And I'm like, oh well, there that is, right? And it's weird because, like, when they walked in, bro, they couldn't be more opposite. Like her boy was, like, a real flamboyant type of character. You know what I mean? Like, it's some guys, it's written all over their face. Like, I'm 100% about it, you know? And that's cool if that's your personality type. But, man, that walked in with them was, you know, I don't mean to sound disrespectful when I say this, but, like, regular. You know what I mean? I'm not saying, oh, that sounds so terrible. Like, every stereotype of a gay man has to have a lisp and all that. But that's not what I'm saying, dude. Like, but I was ignorant at the time, okay? I didn't know that gay dudes came out like that. I'm ignorant. I'll be the first one to say it. I looked at this dude and I thought that him and this other guy were just friends until they start kissing and shit. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't see that coming. Plot twist. You know, but some dudes you can't tell. Like, here's a good example. I think Tim Dillon is a great example of a guy who is gay. But if you didn't know, if he didn't say it to you, you would probably assume that he was a straight man, right? And I'm not trying to say nothing bad about the guy. I fucking love Tim Dillon, and I hope he sucks every dick that his heart desires. I don't fucking care. I love that dude. You know, if you're happy, I'm happy, buddy. Whatever you want to do, man, you know? You suck that dick, sir. Whatever makes you happy in your heart. For me, that's not my path in life. You know, thank God, because I fucking could never. My gag reflex, please. I'd be the worst gay man that ever existed in existence, bro. I got a busted back and a gag reflex. You don't want nothing to do with me. I'd be the deadest fish you ever fucked in your life, son. That's so wild. Ugh, I just made myself hot. Why'd I say that? And not in a good way. Now I'm even sounding more ignorant, but fuck you. I'm sorry, bro. Don't sit here and tell me, like, gay guys don't be bashing straight sex. Because I can tell you straight to your motherfucking face. They've done it to my face, bro. To my face, bro. Right? I be going to leave, bro. And I kiss this girl goodbye. And this man gonna be talking about, ew, don't make me nauseous. Like, what? You can, okay, cool. So you can comment on what I do, how it's gross and disgusting, but God forbid I say that what I think you do is fucking gross and disgusting. I'm an asshole, right? But, you know, whatever, man. Plus, dicks are gross, bro. I'm sorry, but they are. I have one. I look at it all the time, and I gotta tell you, it looks like a fucking alien appendage, bro. It looks like the fucking thing in Aliens that comes out of the thing's throat, bro, and it eats your face. That's what my dick looks like, bro. It's ridiculous. And they all look like that. They all look like that. It is fucking wild, bro. It's wild, bro. And on this subject, I think, I don't know when did this happen, but when did... This one's just gonna get me in trouble, man. But when did straight porn become so gay? I don't understand it. Like, I'm gonna look at this guy's throbbing genitals, bro. Get this shit the fuck up out of my face. I'm not here for dick. Did I click on the wrong thing? What's happening here? Wild. And every fucking dick on the website look like it's been in some kind of a horrible fire accident, bro. What is that? Like, you got skin grafts and shit to hold his dick together. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. They're all weird colors, the fucking pink and whatever. Ugh, I don't look like that. My dick don't look like that. Is something wrong with me? My dick don't look like that. Like, what the fuck? You ever go on, like, ugh. I'm not gonna lie, I did that shit in my life when this shit first came out. Like, alright, you know what, dude? I don't want to, right? I'm not in the market for dicks, but I kind of just want to see what my market value is. Where do I land in this thing here? Where am I at, you know? Do I got a weird dick? Is it alright? I mean, I don't know. What's a weird dick look like? Well, that one right there don't look right, you know? I don't know what a good one looks like, but I know what a weird one looks like. Ugh. wild, bro. What's up, dude? I know, it made everybody, like, super fucking... Okay, never mind. Hey, when y'all are done with that, can you let me know? I'm gonna just change the temperature on it, throw pizzas in. If there's... Okay.
You want me to change it?
I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to. Like, if you don't mind. You know, however you want to do it.
Oh my god, bro. Holy fucking shit. That was super uncomfortable. I got anxiety really bad right now, dude. You don't know what life is until you got three teenagers staring at you like, what are you doing, creepy? And I'm in here talking about weird-looking dicks. That's great for me.
Okay. You learn something new every day. I didn't know that if I had my phone on vibrate that the alarm clock was going to alarm anyway. Oh my god, I felt like I was just public speaking right now, dog. I can't even. How do people do this shit? Oh man, they stared right through me. I said, what's up to that kid? He just looked at me like I had a fucking burnt dick coming out of my forehead, boy. What a fucking weirdo. Who raises these fucking people, right? I would never do that. But I mean, you know, granted, this, if I see a person, I should say, and they, hi, what's going on? What's up? At least something. Give me something, man. That guy, ugh. He just looked at me like, bro, what is this? Like, don't worry, bro. I'm not coming to, you're not in some kind of trouble, sir. You fucking, you being creepy? You being creepy, are you? Oh, man, this is the first one, dude. This is the first one. I don't know what the affiliation is. This could be, maybe this is the beginning of their dating experience, you know, one of them, or maybe that's just their buddy from school, right? I don't know. That's wild. I thought that cat was here for the other girl. But no, he's here with them. Good thing I didn't rush him outside before, right? Because I almost ran up on him like, hey, who the fuck are you and what you doing here? That kid might have had a heart attack. They ain't built like us. You know? Back in my day. Oh, that was super uncomfortable and I never want to do it again. Oh my god, that was terrible. That was fucking... Could it be any worse? Could it be any fucking worse? I'm talking about burnt up dicks. And I go out in the living room and there all three of them are just staring at me like they can't hear what I'm saying. Right, but you know what? They know I'm a fucking whack job. So, you know, they think I'm in here talking to myself. You know that? That's what they think. They think I'm in here just having a full-blown conversation with myself. They don't know I'm talking to you. Because they don't hear you reply. Because you don't reply. Hello? My friend said that I should stop and say hello. So, hello. Please say hello to me. it never gets old. It never gets old, bro. I love it. I fucking love it, dude. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm so fucking almost a 40-year-old guy. It's not even funny. Oh, nothing will make you feel your age like a couple of teenagers, boy. I'll tell you something. Because they just looked at me like, what business you got out here, old man? You know? Ugh. God, how the fuck does somebody my age hit on a teenager? By God, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Are you fucking, that's gross, bro. I got a secret confession I gotta make on this podcast right now. I can't even. If she looks like she's, you know, yeah. I don't even know. Because if I say the wrong thing, you know, that's offensive, right? Like, I don't know. But I've known the devil for a long time, right? Everybody that works with her thinks she's in her early 20s. But I'm like, bro, no, man. What are you, fucking crazy? If she was in her early 20s, this wouldn't be happening, my friend. You know? It's bad enough I rolled the clock back a couple of years, you know, but that's the max. I don't know about you. I don't know how about you feel. But I personally, I don't feel comfortable going any more than 3 years younger than me. That's the max. Like, in other words, when I was in high school, you should have been in high school. I feel like that's appropriate, you know. Like, that's still bad. Like a senior shouldn't be fucking a freshman. But I'm saying, man, like, you know, it's still bad, but, you know, or a fucking, yeah, right? I think that's how the math would work, because you couldn't be a fuck. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, no, that does make sense, I think. Because if you're only, well, no, that's four, stupid, right? Yeah, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Yeah, that's how it goes, bro. So you couldn't, it's more, makes more sense for the argument of my math. Like, I see this amateur shit sometimes on the thing. Like, I'm not looking for it. It pop up on the homepage. It'd be like amateurs, and she looks like she's fucking 14, bro. Get that motherfucker out of my face. Come back after you lived a little, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't fuck with that, bro. That's gross. I need to see a little age on a woman. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. I need that shit, bro. I don't think I'm gonna be one of those dudes that hits 50 and then all of a sudden is trying to fuck 20-year-olds, bro. I don't think so. Because that shit's gross, dude. Like, if you want a good example of that, if you watch Stand Up, guys, it's not the best movie in the world. It really isn't. But it has a lot of people that I really like in it. You know, Bill Burr is in it for a little bit. Who else is in it? Ventura, right? I think that guy is in it. I don't want any animals in these apartments, right? That guy. Go ahead, snoop around. That fucking dude is in it. The other cool guy, the bald guy, is in it. Christopher Walken's in it. But either way, there's a scene in the movie where Al Pacino is, like, fresh out of prison, right? So they go and hit the club bar, right? And Pacino, at, like, 50 at this point, like, clearly, like, halfway through his gray period, right, sees, like, this table of 20-somethings, and he tries to approach them and hit on them, and it's one of the creepiest fucking things, dude. Like, I couldn't imagine. That seems like a horrible time. And I don't want to do it. I'll never forget this, bro. Never forget this, dude. It was over at the Blackbeard's Cave, right? We were like, me and my boy had to be like, I don't know, 14, 15 maybe. And these girls come up to us and they're fucking hitting on us, man. And we're like, well, you know, in conversation, we're like, how old are you? And they got, like, you know, everything is fucking there, dude, you know? And they're like 12 or whatever. And we're like, whoa, that's not cool, dude. And that's wild that you look like that. Right, but even then, it wasn't, no, bro, you don't fucking do that. This creepy fuck gonna talk about, he's in his 30s, son. He's in his 30s, son. 33 years old. Talk about he'd fuck a 16-year-old girl. What the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Somebody ain't raised you right. That shit don't jive with me, OJ. I don't think so. Hello, Twitter world. I don't think so, bro. Yuck. That's gross, bro. I could never. I don't know. I find... You know, I'm not looking to fuck old ladies, but I'm saying, man, if you gave me the choice between an older or a younger woman, I think I would rather go with the older than the younger dude. You know. Yep. I'm gonna reach it. Gross, dude. Ugh. Sure am. Be okay. I'm a douchebag. No, I'm learning how to love myself. I'm a reject. That's alright though. Somebody's gotta do it. Alright, I gotta fucking drown myself out a little bit here. This shit gets stuck in my head, man. I don't even listen to the original. Small world, other friends know me. Young boy living like an old geezer. Release the cash, watch it fall slowly. That girl still trying to get even. Haters mad for whatever reason. Smoke in the air, finish drinking. They hate it when it brings it up some evil. Man, I fucking... this tequila bottle is staring me down, boy. Oh, man. But I'm gonna feel like shit tomorrow if I drink today. But on the plus side, I'm not going to be thinking about how much pain I'm in. I think how gross this shit tastes, you know what I mean? Then you get fucked up, and then the mission becomes like, well, I just got to stay upright. She came home the other day. I don't know if I told you this, bro. She came home the other day, had Mercury's playing up in the room, dude. She's like, you fucking up my algorithm? Like, yeah, a little bit. Don't book that. Now I'm on the way up, it's different. This motherfucker just makes catchy shit, bro. I hate it. How smooth he is, bro. Yeah, I should be grateful. Took a year off to have a mental breakdown. Came back, and everybody's still here. Ha ha ha! I'm saying. He's brave shaving his face while he's rapping. I can't even do that shit when I don't talk. I don't know why. But the magic number is 2 this week. I just feel like I should have, it should be 2 hours. I don't know why. Fuck. I hate this fucking bowl, dude. Oh, I fucking hate this shit. Goddamn wrath of the baby daddy, this is. This is what you get. You know what? I got more important things to buy than a freeze pipe, dog. Okay? I gotta make sure shit gets done. I can't fuck around like you. I'm wicked, so I must suffer. I hate this bone. I hate it. This silicone one's not better. You definitely shouldn't be using that. But I do sometimes. Because I don't like to use this one. Because it's glass. Literally could go walk and buy one right now. But why? I'm gonna suffer the same. The fuck? No way, dude. Bro, they're banged up, kid. Their whole back end was missing. I ain't lying to you. They have a half a back bumper and they're driving on their hubcap, John Wick. Motherfucker, bro, I would have been so pissed if that shit would have flung off the side of that car and cut my head off, dude. Oh, I would have been mad. I would have been real mad. That would have been my last thought. You stupid fuckhead cut. Yo, turn into Al Pacino and fucking Glengarry Glen Ross. You just cost me $6,000. $6,000 and a Cadillac. What are you gonna do about it, asshole? I can't yell, otherwise I would do the rest of it, but it's late. Late on fucking the Mr. Mom clock, bro. We're clocked in right now. I'm fucking, come on, bro. You know the deal. Gotta do what you gotta do to live and survive. I'm fucking hurting, man. My leg is killing me, dude. I can't take it no more. I'm not running anywhere, Diddy. Why is my legs hurting? The fuck? I'm going nowhere. Shit. I'm old. That's it. Face facts, dog. Can't handle winter like you used to. It's spring now. Doesn't matter. Feels like winter. Somebody tell spring that.
Yeah.
Spring is time to spring, man. We don't want to encore. Old man winter kissed my grits, bro. I'm done with that motherfucker. Bring the heat on. Let's go. Come on, earthquakes. We're fucked, pals. It's over for us. You wait. Go ahead and raise your house up, sweetheart. Because before the torrential rains, right? Before the flooding comes, it's going to earthquake first, which is going to make your entire new additions completely obsolete when it floods through your fucking living room again. So it's gonna happen, dude. Probably. Have a great white shark in your fucking living room. What's up? No thanks. There is something to the mountains, but I wander, you know. I could never drink again. For real. I'm not lying to you. The wrong street and it's over, dude. There is no more street. You're holding the sign, jackass. That's it for you. It's over. Plummet to your death. Or sit here and drown. What do you want to do? Pick one. You go to Florida, you get eaten by a fucking alligator. Maybe you're wrapped up in a tornado. That's fun. Right? I don't know, man. What's worse? Died in a tornado or a hurricane? Fuck. Well, I'm getting flung around and I'm drowning? I'm not into that, right? Hopefully, just me being suspended in the air will be enough for my heart to give out. And then, you know, that's it for me. I'm seeing all types of colors and it's on to the next life. For you, my friend. I promise you won't be lonely, whatever he says. I got some new pants today, motherfucker. How about that? Because the old ones are they gotta go immediately. You ever hold on to some shit, right? And I gotta be honest with you. When I purchased said pants, they were not... they weren't gonna be worked into the rotation. You understand? Like they're laundry day pants. You know? I don't like the fucking straight leg shit, dude. I don't like it. Feel confined. I like to have a little bit of room, move around a little bit, marinate in it. You know? These are a little bit tight, actually, but my style doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. And say what you want. I mean, I'm not paying $50 for a pair of fucking jeans, dude. I'm just not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. It's too much money. Can't justify it. It's bad enough I gotta spend over that on shoes, bro. It's killing me. I don't want to, but I have to. Because if I don't, and I try to take the fucking cheap way out, what's gonna happen? That dog shit pair of shoes gonna last for like a couple of weeks, and you gotta replace them with another dog shit pair, so you just spent the same amount that you could have spent in the first place. Why not just cut out the middleman? What's with all the drama? It's fucking cold out here, man. Like, not really. In comparison to what it has been, I sound like a fucking asshole, you know? Still, I can't wait for it to fucking warm up. Ugh, but then the mosquitoes come back. Fucking green-eyed flies are already out. Sons of bitches. Hate them. Hate them. Can't stand those fucking things, bro. They bite you and stings. And you know it got you, but you try to whack the motherfucker, but they're too fast, man. They eat shit for a living. They're not looking to stick around, you know? Ugh. Nasty fucks. I can't stand them, dude. This might be a little short of the projected number that I would like to hit. But can't do this inside. It's bedtime, dog. It's fucking early as shit. Early. Whatever. I'm gonna be up super early. It's ridiculous. I got the coffee fucking ready, stashed and ready to go, bro. I'm not playing games with nobody. Get up, dude. Feed the dog, pack the bowl. Right? Smoke the bowl, take the dog out. Hopefully everybody's still sleeping. That's an ideal world. Most of the time you gotta, you know, call an audible. Fuck, it's cold, man. What the fuck? Spring. Sure it is. I believe you. Call me in June, bro. How about that? I won't be able to record on this in June because Spotify likes to make my life difficult. Don't drop the bowl. You get 7 years baby mama drama if you break the bowl. Service. Right? Oh, I'm not gambling. It's not happening. We're old, man. That's it for us. It's early as hell. We gotta go to bed.
Yeah.